Jay. I wanted to ask you about Libya and the vice president's response yesterday in the debate. Martha Raddatz mentioned to him that U.S. officials in Libya had asked for more security there, and the vice president replied, well, we weren't told they wanted more security there. We did not know they wanted more security again. That wasn't the testimony at the oversight hearing on Wednesday, though. Charlene Lamb conceded that she had refused requests for more security. So I'm wondering, what did the vice president mean? What did he mean by we? Did he mean the administration? Did he mean the White House?
He was speaking directly for himself and for the president. He meant the White House. In over 4 hours of testimony, the testimony that you just referenced the other day, no one who testified about this matter suggested that requests for additional security were made to the president or the White House. So these are issues, appropriately, that are handled by security professionals at the State Department, and that's what he was talking about. Again, if you look at the testimony, 4+ hours about it, there was no discussion of requests for personnel made here. Those are things that are handled by security personnel at the State Department. So that, I think, is very clear if you look at it in context in terms of what the vice president was responding to.
After that testimony, it would seem that he could have at least conceded that.
I think the attack by, and what has largely been a political attack by Republicans, and in this case by Congressman Ryan, was to try to suggest that the president, the White House, was responsible for assessing security in a diplomatic facility in Benghazi, and as is of course appropriate, these kinds of issues are handled in the State Department by security professionals, and I think that's the context of that conversation.